Shine On is an eclectic mix of the latest, greatest tunes from the Vancouver Underground and beyond, connected through a different theme each week. Join me, your host Shay, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. for a groovy musical experience.
Hello and welcome. Your mic's not on. Are you on mic three? No. Yeah, you are on mic three.
33. There's a lot of threes.
Just the one
it's
three.
Like 333.
I think you're just on mic three. Anyway, okay. This is The Spice of Life, and we usually start at 2 o'clock, but today we have the pleasure of starting at 1:58, which is really exciting. That makes my day. Aside from just having radio, that makes my day. If you could hear from the ramblings before, we are joined by, that's the one, Ryan. Ryan's with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ryan. I'm busy promoting us on Facebook right now so people will listen to us. I'm a little distracted.
Have you even liked my Facebook page?
I finally did because I found it. Well, because I didn't know that there was, hold up, I'm all tangled here. I didn't know that there was a page for The Spice of Life separate from CITR.
There is a page.
Yes, I found it.
Good.
Yeah.
Look for it if you want to. I wasn't even intending to plug it then, but there you go. Spice of Life, playing post-rock. We got some shoegaze today, mostly. A bit of dream pop kind of stuff. And maybe some other stuff thrown in there. Some other spices, like cinnamon or cardamom or cloves.
Yeah. Is that right? Are we good? If you guys follow me on Facebook, then
What's today's spice? What's today's show brought to you by?
Cumin.
Cumin.
Yep.
It's a good spice.
It is.
Made in Cumania, which is a small sub-province of the Arabian jungle.
Ah, yes. I went there once. Didn't have any cumin, though.
I often vacation in the area.
Oh, well, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, it's lovely. I'm going to start this show, officially start it, actually with music instead of just two idiots talking, with a band called I Am No Hero, and the song is In Waves.
Thank you.
So we just heard I Am No Hero play the song In Waves. They're a really cool band. Their album Underwater Cities is super good. So if you like that, there's more where that came from. What did you think, Ryan?
Oh, we're getting a call.
We're getting a call already. Wow. That's exciting.
We didn't even have to tell you guys to call.
Okay.
Okay, how do we do this?
Do you want to... Should I do it? No, you can't.
I don't know how to do it.
Neither do I. You talk, and I'll try and get the phone to work.
Okay, deal.
Okay,
should I pick it up?
You talk into that.
Oh, talk in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you're waiting for us to pick up, we're doing our best. Okay, here we go.
Hello. Hey, this is Ben. Yeah, Ryan is here.
Oh, cool.
Someone's just calling. Is this a personal call?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. Here, I'll take it. Yeah, hello.
New developments. How do we use the phone here?
I am. Who is this? Oh, I know who this is.
It's a personal call. It's someone's like, someone wants to chat Ryan up while we're on the radio.
Me and Ben have a radio show, but what do you want us to talk about? Give us something to talk
about. Me and Ben have a radio. It's my radio show, and don't you forget it. I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play the song.
Go ahead and play a song.
I'm going to play because you're on the phone.
Oh, can people hear this?
Yeah, because you're in the background because you're talking loudly.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, but they can't hear it through the
phone. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to play another song by a band called Ace Martins. The song is Breezy.
Thank you.
And we are back. This is 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver. 101.9 FM CITR Vancouver. I get the order mixed up. This is The Spice of Life. I'm here with myself, Ben, and my friend Ryan.
That's me.
I want to tell you a story. Okay. So yesterday we were sitting in lecture. We're both in biochem.
Mm-hmm.
And in biochemistry, there are these certain diagnostic tools that you can run called gels. And in gels, if you see a result of like a DNA or a protein, the result is in a band. And so one of our friends, it's called a band, and one of our friends said, well, what do you think of the top bands in this problem? And Ryan said, well, I would say probably Rush. Who else did you say?
I said Rush, and then, you know, probably the Stones.
The Stones. Yeah.
And then, to which Ben told me that is exactly what he was about to say.
And it was at that moment that I knew we were best friends. Because we immediately made the same stupid, goofy joke.
Yeah.
Because
science is boring when it's not fun or funny. You know, it gets pretty dull when people take it too seriously. So you gotta...
Yeah, you gotta make it fun.
Yeah.
And that's what we like to do. So anyway, Ryan and I may or may not be the same person. Remains to be seen.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet, but we'll find out.
What if we were each other's spirit animals?
Huh.
Can you do that? That's a big commitment.
Well, we're technically animals.
You're an animal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mammals.
Yeah, yeah.
Although I lay eggs.
Oh.
Does that mean I'm not a mammal? Is that like the defining characteristic?
Because
I had a huge litter. Are they litters?
When you lay eggs?
I don't litter, though.
A batch?
I'm not a litterer.
Okay.
Baker's dozen.
Oh. Wait, you
that's
laid a baker's dozen?
That's buns.
Okay.
I only have two buns.
Okay.
Or is it one bun?
I don't know. I got too many to keep
track. I have a bread basket. No. No, that's the same thing.
How do we just breeze over the fact that you're laying eggs here?
I didn't think it was a topic that we needed to talk about. It's
no, you're
just
right.
Kind of like some people lay eggs, some people don't lay eggs. It's just kind of like a...
Yeah, let's let that go.
Yeah. That's just something that you need to get used to when you're hanging out with me.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm an excellent guy.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm just yoking.
Oh, man. Okay. I guess what we were trying to say before, and then we had some big troubles
some
with the phones.
Egg-related issues. Oh, no, this is a different problem.
Yes. No, this is the problem from before. But if you would like to call in, we would love that. We're kind of confident we can listen to you on the phone.
We're really flustered.
We're not
and,
sure yet.
I may have broke the phones. If you're just new to the show, the phone in here is hard to work, and I'm bad at it. And if you're returning to the show...
you've heard this before.
But yeah, you've heard the same shenanigans. I probably have spent like half an entire show trying to work the phones.
Yeah.
This huge light comes on because it can't make noise because you're in a station.
That's the worst part. Sensory overload, right?
It is. It's,
yeah. It's kind of like when you're in a job interview, which we had a training for today as we're prepping. You just kind of get overloaded by information. You panic and you can't.
I do panic.
Yeah.
I actually recede into my shell.
Yeah. And you either start talking way too fast or you can't say anything at all because you don't know what to do.
Can't lay eggs when I'm in my shell.
Yeah, and that's a problem.
It is a problem. Next song, Raised by Swans, playing the song Hail of Arrows.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, but only briefly because I just remembered that I need to play ads. So, isn't it lovely how prepared we are?
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. Here are some public service announcements, announcements that are servicing the public and that kind of thing, and a priority ad.
Canadian music icon Gordon Lightfoot calls Craig Cardiff a songwriter who needs to be heard.
This is the year where we learn and fear. Oh, rent's the cheapest room in the house, dear. Love calls.
Cardiff's innovative and personal live shows are catching on. His acclaimed albums Love Is Louder Than All This Noise and Juno-nominated Floods and Fires are available now. To learn more, please visit CraigCardiff.com.
By the earthquake.
Come and feel our positive energy at Falun Dafa Fellowship. Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. It's a self-cultivation practice that improves mental and physical wellness through meditation and simple exercises. It's been well documented to improve mind and body, relieve stress and anxiety, increase energy and vitality, and promote morality and spirituality. Why not give yourself a chance to learn free of charge? To learn more, please visit our website at FalunDafaFellowship.com.
And we just heard some ads, and then before that, we heard the song Hail of Arrows by Raised by Swans. This next song is really exciting. It's by a band called Japanese Girls. And the cool thing about them is they're playing a show tonight at the Roxy.
Which you are going to.
Which I'm going to.
Yeah, so all the single ladies out there.
Yeah.
Ben will be there.
Well, and just like anyone that enjoys the song. But single ladies too.
Yeah, they're important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wise poet, Beyonce, once said, all the single ladies.
She did say that.
All the single ladies, put your hands up. And then I don't know the rest of the song.
Nope, that's enough of that.
That's enough Queen Bee for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, Japanese Girls is cool. Actually, some of the members were here for an interview at like 1-ish, I think, 1 to 1:30.
Yeah.
And I totally missed them, which is probably good because I would have like schoolgirled all over them. But Japanese school or Japanese girls is spelt without any vowels, and it's just four white dudes, which is cool, doing their own thing. They're quite good, though.
How do you do that without... Oh, we're getting a call.
So I recommend listening to them. We're getting a call.
Should we try this on air?
We're
going to
take
we...
that. Oh, I want to play the song.
Conflicted.
I'll play the song. We'll take it, and then we'll deal with it. We're okay. getting another... We're The calls are... Everyone's
okay,
calling in.
Okay, take my mic off. I'm gonna
this is exciting. Southern Comfort by Japanese Girls. Hope you enjoy it. That was Japanese Girls playing the song Southern Comforting, and they're going to play it tonight, and I'm really excited because it's a good song, and they're a good band, and it's all really exciting. Also playing with them is Hawking, formerly Tommy Alto, who I've played on the show before as well, and I've seen them before too. They're really cool, so basically everyone should go. Also, Little India is coming too. But I don't know them very well. We're getting another call. We dropped the last one, right?
Yeah.
You want to give it a go?
Yeah,
we'll try and get it. Should we try and get it on the air?
Why don't we try? Sure. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey. Did we get this on air?
I think this is on air. I think you can just talk into the mic now.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm going to leave this open.
You're on air. I hope that's okay.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, this is Ben and Ryan on Spice of Life 101.9.
Hi, Ryan and Ben.
Hey, how's it going, Ben?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Oh, is this Ben?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, I know. Kind of like that.
Bizarre.
Yeah, so what are you doing, Ben? Why are you calling?
I'm about prepping for the UFC Dinos versus Mount Royal Cougars hockey game at Saddledome. So.
Oh, okay. Calling from Calgary.
Saying hi to my friends there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's the fact that you're calling from Calgary is probably why it's a little, like, the connection's not the best.
Mm. Also, he's in the dome, which really sucks.
Is the dome not very good?
The
Saddle Dome,
where the Flames play? No, it's very old and concrete.
Oh, that is true.
I'm in the basement of it. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why did you call us from there? That seems like a poor choice.
I'm sorry, guys, but I was just making sure you two were alive on the radio. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, we appreciate it, even though you're going into work right away.
Yeah, well, I had to give you a phone call, so
yeah,
there you go.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you. Yeah, if there's anything else you want us to talk about, you just let us know, or you can text me, because that works too.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I'm glad we got this working, too. This is cool. Yeah.
Enjoy the
game.
All right,
enjoy the game.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, the main point of that...
Don't worry, I got it.
He got it.
Drop it.
The main point of that story is that Ryan's friends are worried about him because they haven't heard from him in a while, because I killed him, hid the body in my closet, and I'm using an elaborate recording box of previously recorded noises to pretend that he's here right now.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Ryan?
That is 100% correct.
Yep. Great. Great news. It's like Weekend at Tiffany's, Breakfast at Bernie's, Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if you were serious or not. Yeah, Weekend at Bernie's is a great movie. Yeah.
Isn't that a weird soundbite for me to just have? It's one that I have.
Yeah, well, no, we talked about it the other day. Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
I was talking about it with some friends, yeah.
Great. Great stuff. We're playing post-rock halfway through the show. Feels like it's been only fleeting moments here with you.
Yeah. And yet, we're already halfway through.
Halfway through. It's a crime. It's really a crime.
Yeah.
Let's play the next song. The next song is by a band called Kitsune. I lied. The album is Kitsune. I always do that. I do that like once a show. You'd think by now.
You'd think you'd know the bands that you're about to play here.
You'd think I would.
Yeah, but...
The band is Marriages. The album is Kitsune. And the song is 10 Tiny Fingers. Here we go.
Thank you.
Spice of Life, we're back. We just heard the song 10 Tiny Fingers by Marriages off the album Kitsune.
I guess after marriage, you're going to have kids soon, and they'll have 10 tiny fingers. But, like, maybe that was the point.
I don't know if that was the point.
I don't know, but it worked out extraordinarily well.
It's a great pun. It's a great pun. I really enjoy that. So, right now, what's going on in Ryan and I's lives is we're applying for co-op right now, doing all our co-op applications. Yeah. So
it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's frightening.
It is.
It's like, wow, real life.
But it's promising, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities.
So we're kind of getting ready for the interview stage, and we're practicing interviews. And Ryan, I was wondering if you'd like to do a practice interview right now on the radio.
Yeah, for sure, because, yeah, we need all the practice we can get.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the rules of this are, I'm not going to tell you what the job is ahead of time. You don't know. I haven't told you.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Okay. I'm going to try and weird you out.
Well, good luck, but let's do this.
Okay. Come on in. Come on in. Have a seat.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you. I'm Ryan.
I'm Ben. So I believe you're interested in applying for this position?
I am very interested. I know that my past experiences and academic training put me at a great position for this opportunity.
Okay, so the position I'm considering you for is a professional callus scrubber.
Okay.
On my feet.
Oh.
Feet. Yeah, okay. I get very calloused feet, so it's actually a full-time job.
Oh, full-time. I could commit to full-time.
I'm going to some of the parts of your job that you're going to have to deal with are really long hours. There's going to be a lot of overtime.
Okay.
And you're just going to be scrubbing my feet.
Okay.
Like, just constantly.
Okay. I do have past experience with calloused fingers. Say, guitar players, you know, they get calluses on their fingers all the time. And I believe that will translate into foot scrubbing. And I know I can provide you with very good service.
Okay. So, So you play guitar. That's interesting.
I do play guitar, yeah. So I do have personal experience on the callus scrubbing.
What other experiences have you that you would bring to the table of callus scrubbing?
What other experiences do I have?
Yeah.
For callus scrubbing? That is a good question. Yeah, I don't know how much I have in the callus scrubbing field, but in the music field, I do have lots of experience with other types of string instruments and other types of foot instruments. You've definitely heard the cello, right?
Yes.
But what you have not heard is the multi-dexterous cello where you use feet and hands.
Oh.
And so the toes get very calloused.
Okay.
So I guess I do have some experience with the callus scrubbing, but other than that, I'm new to the job and I love new experiences. So,
okay.
So.
What would you say is your greatest weakness as a person?
Ooh, my greatest weakness would have to be that I'm a little, I don't know how to say this, a little too sensual with feet.
Okay, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh.
Why do you consider that a weakness?
I just feel like maybe sometimes I get a little carried away when I'm around feet. And I hope that isn't too big of a factor and displeases you or turns you away from me. But
sounds like there's something romantic afoot.
Oh, there sure is.
I think this has been a really good interview, and I would like to offer you the job.
Oh, thank you.
Would you do the honors of scrubbing my feet constantly?
I would. I would love to do that, and I only require in return constant massages.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we can find a great deal there.
Yeah. Sounds great. While we get on that,
sweet.
Massaging and foot scrubbing, let's play another song.
All I can say is thank God this is not a visual show.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird facial expressions. Next song is by a band called Hunt. And yes, I'm sure that is the band. And the song is Reset My Bones featuring Andrea Gibson. So here we go.
Yeah. wish for a heart you can see straight through, for a voice that glows in the dark, and a few really good friends to skip moon rocks to.
See you straight. This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
You're listening to Aloud, Literature for Your Ears, on CITR 101.9 FM. Good afternoon. You're listening to Aloud, Literature for Your Ears on CITR 101.9 FM. This afternoon, we are very excited to welcome...
That last one was titled as a show promo, so I thought it was, but it was just a full show.
So we're not doing literature for our ears?
So we're not doing literature for our ears.
Okay.
Sounds interesting, though.
Yeah, I'd be in.
My ears are illiterate, though.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, they can't read.
Okay, well.
That's okay, though. The last song that we played was Reset My Bones by Hunt. And Ryan's making a grocery list right now.
I am, yeah. If anyone has some suggestions, please let me know.
Yeah, you could call in and give Ryan grocery suggestions.
Yeah, actually, that'd be great, because I'm kind of out of ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stir fries and chilies are my new kick. Yeah. I like both those.
True. They're easy and they last a while.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. And they're good. It's good. Let's play another song. This song is by a band called Attu, A-T-T-U. And the song is We Are Ordinary People.
I stole all of your moves. And I can see you too. Through my window. And it's got to be. The way that we choose. How we get through. I hope you know that to know one thing.
I'll tell it to you. But to do what you can to make this story true, send me drawings and postcards, it's the least I can do. I will do my best to get all this back to you.
We just heard the band Attu playing the song We Are Ordinary People. I enjoyed that song, and Ryan was mentioning that it was a good horn section.
Yeah, it was a really... I love horn sections.
Do you think they played their horns with their feet?
No.
So they're not just tooting their own horn?
No.
Okay.
No. But we were mentioning guitar players that can play with their feet, and that really scares me.
And tongues.
Yeah, the tongues might be for some other self-promotion thing.
Self-promotion.
Yeah.
It'd be neat to tell or to do a lot of things with your tongue. Can you tie a cherry stem?
Yes, actually. I'm actually very good at that, yeah.
Okay, ladies. Yeah. Mr. Ryan can do that with his tongue. He'll be upstairs in CITR for about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. So get on that.
Sure.
You're free for the evening.
I'm always free.
He's always free.
For cherry stem tying and other related activities.
You got to play hard to get. You gotta play hard to get.
Yeah, I don't play anything.
I don't want to play the game, but the game is you got to play hard to get.
Yeah,
a little.
No, I just play like...
You just play to win.
No.
Oh.
I play to be alone and sad and helpless forever. Huh.
Dark.
Yep.
Dark and depressing, and I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Aside from that, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good to be back. It's been a while.
We're running out of time. It has been a while. You're kind of my partner in crime.
Yeah.
So after this, if you want to go like commit some arson or something,
I love crimes.
Burglaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crimes and chair tying.
Heists. I love heists.
Heists?
Yeah. I would love to pull a heist.
Can we plan a jewel heist?
Oh man, at least plan it and then maybe carry out a bit of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like enough to have fun.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Watch your jewels.
Yeah.
Keep those under lock and key, but that won't even stop us.
Oh, you can't keep them under anything that won't stop us.
Yeah. So anyway, we're running out of time. I have one last song to play you. Highlights of the show being Japanese girls, Little India, Hawking playing tonight at the Roxy. Doors are at 7. I'll be there at 8. I'm going to be there, so if anyone shows up and they're like, hey, I've heard your show, I'll feel like such a celebrity, and I will sign something for you. You probably don't want that. I wouldn't. I'm not that important. But
will you be wearing your purple shirt for identification purposes?
I don't know. I might put on something nicer.
Mm. Just in a t-shirt. Maybe underneath, like a nice shirt, if you have like a dress shirt.
Just going to put on, yeah, well, we'll see. I'll be around.
Yeah.
So holla at you, boy, and we'll see what happens. Thanks for listening. It's been a real pleasure. And I'll see you next week from 2 to 3.
Next week, 2 to 3.
Spice of Life, CITR. Hit me up on Facebook if you want to.
Like his page. He loves that.
Like my page. Yeah, it's like scratching my belly.
Yeah.
I also like scratching my belly.
All right. We can do that after the callus massages.
Yeah, great. Last song, playing me out. The song is Until We Last. The band is Until We Last.
Man.
I know. You should just take over.
You have a radio show.
I know. I know. The band is Until We Last. The song is To Space and Back. The album is Earthgazing. And I guess I just get a little nervous sometimes.
We all do.
Okay. It's been a real pleasure. See you next time. Coming up next is Astro Talk with Marco.